It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Not drinks with Barry or drinks with Gary. It's drinks with Larry. Yeah, drinks with Larry. Results may vary, so please be wary. It's drinks with Larry.
Welcome to Drinks and Larry, episode 14. We got a fun night tonight. We got us set up in our new room.
Hell yeah.
With our new printed banner.
Looking beautiful.
Which I'm pretty excited about. So we got Brian, we've got Burton, we've got Daniel, we've got Aaron, and we've got our special guest tonight, Ryan. Say hi, Ryan.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Ryan. Welcome to the show. We brought Ryan on because he's got a very important show coming up on November 30th, the Eargasm Comedy Showcase, so we'll have him talk about that a little bit more, but... Want to get the show rolling. We've got two promoters on tonight, so they can share their horror stories, I guess.
Oh, yeah, tell
yeah.
them.
So we've got Aaron, who does his promotion. We've got Ryan, who does his promotion.
So, Aaron, at what point do you admit that you've spent too much money on Facebook? Like, when do you go, man, I feel like face. I'm just a hoe, and Facebook's my pimp. I feel like that's
No, honestly, but it works, because I've seen you on the sponsor column. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you. But that's how advertisement is. Like, advertisement attacks that subconscious. Like, you got to hit somebody 3-4 times with the same thing over and over and over and over until it just sticks in your mind. Like, even some of that stuff hits you as a kid, and you just grow up like, oh, I remember my dad used to have this or some crap like that. Like, you got to have a good, you got to have a product, and you got to keep pounding people with it over and over. And,
that's
so,
what I do.
Yeah, you just gotta just keep giving it to them.
That's how I get women.
Eventually, hard. They'll actually want it.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll figure it out.
It gets rough sometimes, but you just gotta keep stroking.
You ever try and convince Facebook that you're Russian so you can get better rates? No.
You do that? Yeah, you guys should try that.
Yeah, I hear that's the thing to do.
But my best advice, yes, if I spent enough money on, I think I could have spent more money on Facebook advertisement. But the goal is, like, will you learn off of this? You know, then you'll know if you spent more. You might need to spend more, or you'll know if you spent too much.
Well, do you feel with Facebook advertising that you need to have a bigger audience to start with, like for likes?
Because it will do it for you. It'll go off. Like, if you're not my friend, like, I can set it to where it will target my whole friend list, or it can target my friend's friends.
Yeah.
So, like, you might be cool with so-and-so. I have no idea who they are, but it's going to show up on their feed.
Okay. Yeah, because the thing is, when we run with the Corkscrew Saloon Comedy Show, another sponsor of the show.
I see it a lot.
Another unwilling sponsor of the show.
This Saturday.
Another show. We'll talk about it. But when I do the Facebook ad for that, because I kind of help him with the advertising, he's got such a large like base that when he actually runs an ad, he'll get like 10,000 organic likes and 10,000 paid likes. Like, so he gets a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
a commercial though. Like, that's a solid commercial.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like, and I, because Ryan, I know with your group, go ahead.
That's why you pay. We started off when I first founded this. I think we had like 60 likes, and in the past 2 months of me paying for Facebook, we've shot up to 250. So I'm like, well, crap. I'm just gonna keep paying until I get that base up a little higher, and then I won't have to pay anymore. You know, just keep growing that little fan base.
Keep hounding, and content is king. If you can make snippets, you can make one long video for like a minute, 2 minutes, but just snip great little parts of that and keep hitting them with like 5-second videos, boom, 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 couple little graphics, and there's so many apps you can do on your phone. Content is king. You know, you can do like a little stupid little monster truck, like Sunday, 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 boom.
Why buy the whole seat when you only need the edge?
I did a bunch of memes. Like, I just made like stupid memes the first time I did my show, and I did like the South Park memes, like "You're gonna have a bad time." Remember that?
You're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah. And I would just write on it, make a meme, and then boost it. And I think that helped.
Well, and I think if you put on a consistently good show too, that obviously helps.
Consistency is definitely. King.
That's the best.
Because you grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. I try to explain that to people. Like, it doesn't shoot up like a slope. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're putting on good, whatever, a good quality product, it doesn't go up like this. It, like, hits right here, and then it just shoots up because more and more people know about it.
Yeah, it was, you know, once you hit that certain number,
it just flies up.
Mm. Well, I got a question for both of you then. So, Ryan, you still there? Got you?
All right. Yeah, I'm still.
All right, well, I'll ask you first, and then Aaron can answer too. So on the, I've noticed, I've only been doing comedy now for a little over a year, but I know in the Cleveland comedy thing, when you're promoting it, you got to try to get out of that rut of just only promoting to other comedians. And I'm just curious, how do you try to get around that? Or have you found a way? I mean, because comedians are going to go to other comedian shows, obviously. You want to try to get away from that.
Yeah, I like hitting apartment buildings around places that I'm going. So if I'm going here, I'm going to the apartment building. Yeah. Every last one of them are going to get up and check the mailbox or something. So, boom, I'm putting some sticker on. I'm putting some tape. I put a flyer right there on the mailbox or something like that. Like, I'm doing it. I'm sneaking flyers wherever I can sneak a flyer. That's my ground grunt work. Because I'm not big enough to pay somebody to do it, so I have to do it myself. I'm throwing people at festivals, boom, hitting your car. Pop, pop, pop. What are you putting on my car? This is what I'm putting on your car.
So how are you doing it, Ryan? Because I saw some of those eargasm videos, and that is a big theater to fill.
It is. We've moved 88 seats so far.
Nice.
That'd be nice.
That's nice.
That's not bad. Oh, yeah.
That's enough for us a good loud laugh. Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. Especially this far out from the show still. That's good.
Dude, I it's going to be huge. If I have to donate a couple to charity, I'm fine with that. But I'm just excited to be performing in front of that many people.
Yeah.
People are like, it's weird because they're like, you're a comedian and a booker? You can't do both. And I'm like, watch.
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
You can do whatever you want, man.
I think those are the people that excel the fastest, the ones that, that understand all angles of the game because, you know, that's like Tupac, man. Tupac, he learned it all, dude.
If you're trying to succeed, you have to, like, you have to get out and you have to do the grunt work so you're seeing what, you know, what else they're doing for you, whereas if you just have, you know, somebody promoting for it and you're just sitting back not doing anything,
yeah,
you know, you're
just giving
lazy
them money
on,
and you don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's why I compare myself to Tupac. That's why, like, I do that, too. I created my own podcast and shit. Yeah, that's what...
Like me, you know, Pac was a dancer, man. You know, he knew the whole. He,
so was Larry.
My karaoke career didn't take off, so you know.
Yeah, it's just consistency. Yeah, Ryan, how long you been doing this, Ryan?
5 years now.
Nice.
Really?
5 years.
You been doing shows in 5 years?
Oh, yeah. I'm a single parent, man. You don't see me that often. That's
exactly.
All.
That is a struggle. That is a big struggle.
Is it, Larry?
It can be. Well, from what I hear. I don't have mine all the time, so.
But, yeah, you know, consistency is king. Content is king. Cash is king.
Content's the biggest thing that we've changed this year. I like that you've seen my videos because that was – I mean, we've moved 3 videos. We should have 5 before the beginning of the show. I've got a full-time camera woman and a full-time cameraman, and I'm bringing on DJs and shit like that. Like, it's just a constant push for more and more to put on the page.
And they're good videos, too.
Yeah, it's solid. Like I said,
they're funny videos.
My sponsor feed, like, in between 2 people complaining.
It's good. It's refreshing.
That is true. Yeah, usually, I hate my life. This sucks.
So usually I get, I hate everyone.
The Mike Ivy nipple thing is kind of weird, though. I'm like,
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Mike Ivy has weird nipples?
I'm like, all right.
Video.
I'm like, eargasm comedy show. All right, cool. All right, they're talking about nipples. Oh, you know, not being sold here.
So what's funny is, like, literally as we got that going, like, I'm writing with Mike, and I'm like, Mike, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off in the bathroom, and I'm like, hi, I'm Ryan, this is Mike, and we're live from the toilet, and today we're going to figure out whose is bigger.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, is that what they do?
Oh, that's good.
Like, you don't get away from me. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, Mike though is he's headlining your show, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That's gonna be awesome.
Mike's funny. Yeah, Mike's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
He was one of my favorites that I've seen at the Corkscrew.
Yeah, he's come to the Corkscrew a couple times.
He's twice, right?
Yeah. He's been there twice.
I saw him just the last time he was there, and I tell you, I was dying.
He's very funny.
Yes. Mm. Very, very funny.
First time I called him was Accidental Comedy Fest. You guys got to go to one of those things, man.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Hey, unapproved plug.
We're plugging the eargasm right now.
Completely unapproved plug.
That's what I need you for. You're like, hey. We're losing here.
He's good at that.
So we got the legal team, right?
I'm learning.
So with eargasm, you guys do kind of like a theater type show, or is it like one-on-one, or what do you guys like to do?
We started off doing conventions.
Okay.
So the eargasm by going to like anime, anime comic book conventions and putting on the show there. And this is the first time we've actually tried to fill an event. Usually we just go and entertain for them. It's kind of fun.
Nice.
So, okay. But ideally take it to a place where I'm loading up 5-6 comics in the car twice a month and going somewhere for a convention. So
I want to go to a convention.
Yeah, I want to go to a convention too, Ryan, once we can.
Let's go to PAX. Let's get this together.
Is that Pittsburgh?
That's Boston.
Boston. Yeah, PAX East is Boston.
Let's do it.
Set it up. Promote
I'm
it.
Fine.
Wizard World you Cleveland do it. Next
year. Yeah. Wizard World Cleveland next year. Get us in.
Every convention, like with masks on, and then like I could hang my head out the window and say I have candy.
That's exactly what we should be doing.
So I'm glad we figured out how to make this phone call happen, but I'm just going to say it's really throwing me off because the phone is sideways, right?
Yeah.
And so I keep catching myself like leaning over to try. Thank you. Fuck, thank you. Finally, somebody with a goddamn brain.
Right. I see my head
That's
standing up.
Perfect.
So, like, I sit up.
Absolutely
like,
perfect.
There we go. Yeah, well, I'll be talking to him. Like, yeah.
Ryan turned his phone around, which helps because Larry wasn't getting it.
Nah, like, I can't. I'm not smart,
just
man.
Leave this guy sideways.
We were suffering.
I'm like, he's facing me fine.
I just see his backside. It's
yeah, exactly.
You guys just see the back.
It's the whole live thing. Like, it's not a thing that we do. It's not.
Oh, the live thing?
Yeah.
No, that's why we edit and shit. We're good.
The thing, it's because Larry's staring at the little window of himself the whole time.
I know. I'm just looking at me.
Not looking at anything else.
Of course.
Look at me.
I would never do that.
So that thing's shooting too, right?
Yeah. We're just trying that out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying it out. We're gonna see. I don't know if it'll pick. We don't know.
Hello to everyone on YouTube. If you get to see us,
YouTube,
please don't.
You probably just
check us out, follow
right
us, subscribe.
Yeah, we'll fuck around with it.
Mm.
Oh wow, you guys.
We don't mess around here.
Yeah.
Well, we do, but
yeah, we mess around, but that's why we recruited you.
Exactly. We need someone to come in and organize this.
Someone has to be funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
accurate.
I was carrying all the weight, so. Yeah,
I'll just do what I can.
And those are very girly shoulders. They can't carry this much weight.
It's true. They're fucking sore, too.
Damn.
Ryan, you enjoying yourself?
It's a little strange to not be there with you guys. I'm not going to lie. I got like a delay. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's not too bad. You're good.
Well, so you're kind of like an astronaut. You're kind of like an astronaut right now.
Yeah, I just watched Aaron put something in his mouth. I'm not sure what it was.
I've been eating. Wait, that's an unapproved plug.
Yeah. that one needs blurred out.
We're
too.
Doing it. Peanut butter M&M's are always approved. Yeah. You can plug them all you want.
Yeah, I was eating. Chocolate candy coated peanut butter cylinders.
Cylinders.
There's an M. There's an M or a W on them.
No, it's an orb. Would it be an orb? I don't know.
So how many? So how many guys you got with eargasm right now?
What do you mean, like the guys I travel with?
Yeah, you're at.
It's like 70 people on there.
Yeah, your normal crew, because you have a lot of people that work with you on that.
My normal crew fluctuates, man. I'll work with anybody that's funny.
Why are you working
but
with
usually Larry? We work with Mike Ivey, Will Hopkins, Angel. I mean, Larry, you're on the dang show. Aaron, you're on the list of people I'm going to call at some point
Video, you can.
In the near future. Like right now when we get off this freaking show. I'm gonna probably call you.
I'm everywhere.
How long is this deal, man?
I'm random, man. I just pop up.
That's how we found him. It was totally random.
Yeah. I just pop up, dude.
He was shoving a flyer in my car, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
What are you putting on my car? I'm putting this on
your car. I'm putting this on your car.
And you're putting me on your podcast.
Just take it.
And I was like, this man needs a job. Holy shit.
Very aggressive. I'm very aggressive with it. Because, look, they're only going to give you a couple answers, but the majority of answers is going to be a no. So once you face that reality... I'm in everybody's face. I'm like, hey, you want to come to my show? You want to come to my show? Like, some of them will be like, hell yeah, and they won't go, but some of them will show.
They're lying. So what's the hardest part? Like, finding a venue, lining up the talent?
For
what is it?
Right now, I would say venues are the hardest because I still want something special. I still want a stage. I want to be elevated. Like, most of these dive bars, they just got, like, flat surfaces where it's just rock bands just going in.
How about you, Aaron, or Ryan? What's the hardest thing for you?
Dude, for me, I mean, the venue is always just sales. The venue is... The venue's become the easiest part for me. The hard part is getting the people to come and then finding quality comics. You can get 5 to 6 crap comics anywhere, but to get some good ones, I had to move to where my power was. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man.
I'm sorry, man.
That's...
So your hardest part is finding the talent.
Yeah, I'll just go to like 5 to 6 bars. I'll Google what kind of bars have a stage I want, or I'll look for pictures, and then you just go. I just like walk in and find the manager. That's it. Hey, I can bring 20 to 50 people to your bar. One night, you're going to pay me X. Let's get this going. They say yes or no. You know, if they say no, you go to the next one. There's thousands of bars in Cleveland.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do a lot of people even say no? I would think that, I mean, giving it a try, like, what the hell? They've got to have a slow night where they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who's in there?
I've just been trying to stay in Medina County. That's for the most part.
That's the hard part.
It's untapped market out here. Like, my biggest belief is once Medina County catches on, because it's a farm town, it's pretty slow. Once it catches on, I have an event. There's. All you got out here is I'm sorry, I'm bad with speaking right now. Cover bands. That's all you get is a cover band of some whack music. I just heard a Ozzy Osbourne cover band the other day. Like, that's what you got. This is choices. You got my awesome comedy show or a whack cover band or drinking at a bonfire.
Or a sweet show hosted once a month by the host of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and of course, Cruz Saloon. That's all you got. But that's once a month.
Yeah, it's only once a month. We don't have it all the time.
29 more days to...
Yeah. But there's a lot of people out here that... it's tough living in Medina, and you know this. Getting to Cleveland to see shows all the time or to even get on shows is difficult. It's a bitch. It really is. Because, like, a lot of the times, like, I'll be working up there, and then I'll if I'm going to go to a show, it's at 8 or 9, and I got to drive back and forth. It's just it's a pain in the ass. So just getting people up there during the week.
It's just going out, getting on 71. Like, I don't want to get on 71 unless I'm coming home with some cash. That's what it's been recently. Like, luckily I would be the driver Uber or something, so I would do a show and I'd go make some money and I'd you know, do this. But if I'm gonna leave from Medina County to Cuyahoga County, either I'm gonna see some family or I'm coming back with some money. So
do you have a hard time getting comics to come down to Medina?
No, not really. You know, word spreads. As long as you can get a crowd, they'll go. And
it's a different
crowd. And for the most part, I always engage my crowd as far as, like, hey, go talk to the comics, you know, go follow them and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And vice versa, I'll tell the comics, like, hey, go mingle and stuff. So they want to go back and see them.
Yeah.
And they want to come back out.
That was one of the things I noticed from your show, the last show you had at that Martini's, was, you know, the comics were all in the crowd. They were all talking to everybody. You were on stage, you know, you were hosting it, and you're going up, and you're getting the crowd interacting with you and everything like that, you know. And that was actually one of the aspects that I really, really liked about the show.
You're selling a feeling. That's what you're really... You're selling a feeling. You know, making them laugh is cool, but they want to feel special. Mm. You know, they want to tell their friends.
Just make sure to make eye contact.
Yeah, always, always look them dead in the face. Like,
look people scare the fuck out of them.
I get a feeling every time I hit Strongsville, and it gets worse the closer I get to Cleveland, and it's called weariness of being shot or lost. Or I like to stay right where I am, my cozy little suburban area.
What was that? What was that?
I want people to come to me.
What was that fucking movie with God damn it, Emilio Estevez and Ari?
What?
From Entourage.
What the fuck are you talking
They're
about?
All like driving downtown in this bus and they get lost on the way downtown and it ends up being like they're running from Dennis Leary fighting for their lives all night. That's just what I thought of, sorry.
That's what I think of too, although I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
I need to see this
so movie. Clearly someone else has the same feelings about cities that
Cuba
I do.
Yeah. Junior,
somebody comment what this movie is.
Yeah, someone on Facebook or Twitter, please comment what that movie was.
We need to know.
Ryan, do you know what the movie is?
Dark Knight.
What was the movie? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was paying attention.
Yeah, he's surprised. I'm sorry. He's too busy booking. He's too busy watching video. Now, you actually, Ryan, you posted the other night that you watched probably what 10 hours straight of local comedian videos.
I watched. I think it was from 10 till about 1 a.m. I had to stop.
Oh
like,
my
I just
god!
Was like,
I'm
all
not
right.
doing that.
So what was that like?
I was looking for a headliner, and I was trying to find somebody, and I wound up. I reached out to a couple people. That's the other thing, dude. Is even when you're talking money and you reach out to people, you still get the same kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
So finally, I was just like, you know what? I've watched like 80 of your videos. I've known you for whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just gonna let you do it, man.
And Mike's a good headliner.
But, I didn't even know Mike had a YouTube channel.
does he?
I went back through a lot of videos, and then I went through a lot of Showtime's videos, and. Couple other people. I don't want to plug everyone.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to plug the ones that bail out.
Gotta be careful about that.
It'd be like that, but I always keep a backup. I always ask like 2 or 3 people, and I always got somebody who at least come out and fill a spot. Shit, I'll do a 30-minute set if I need to. Like, so sometimes I overbook. I usually have like the comic I think will do the least. I'll give him like five or 6 minutes. The rest of them I'll do like 7 or 8.
Didn't you only give Larry like 2 minutes?
I let him rock out.
Yeah, what's going on?
If I got like a 2-hour show, I let people rock out. Like, if you're doing well, go ahead.
I swear,
back,
I thought I saw you out in the crowd going like this. Like, yeah. I thought that was a timing thing. Yeah. I didn't realize.
No, Aaron made me feel special. He threw me right in the middle. I felt really important. So,
that was a good show, honestly.
It really was
a good one.
Yeah, it was.
We have a good time. That's. I used to be so stressed out the first couple ones, like running around like, oh snap. Now I'm just.
Yeah, you can relax a little.
Become a little more relaxed. I thought we took care of that. I forgot my email list.
Yeah, you're relaxed, Ryan, right?
Oh yeah. At this point, like, I don't even care where I go up anymore. Like, that's the other thing is, like, when you book a show, people are like, well, I don't want to go first. I'm like, I don't care. I'll go first, second, third, fifth. I don't
matter
to me anymore.
Do you prefer, like, I've noticed that when there's when I get on stuff, there's a lot of comics. I like to kind of go near the beginning or the middle, because when it gets to the end, people start to get tired and
yeah. If the show's super long,
yeah. If you get in at like
that's so mean.
Kind of show you're on though, like going to a show. I mean, they're all there for the comedy, so you don't have that happen. If
yeah,
you're going to like
that's
a,
true.
Like a mic or a showcase somewhere, then yeah, towards the end of the night, you get like 5 people left in the bar. Then it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have that at the Corkscrew. We'll do that once in a while. We'll have a couple. Like, I know Aaron's coming on this Saturday, actually. He's coming up Saturday night.
Saturday.
And so it's good to have him and then, you know, the feature and the headliner and then, you know, I'll host it or whatever. But when I get past 4 comics on that show, it gets kind of people are like, okay, we're moving on. But they're mostly there for the dinner and stuff, so it's a different atmosphere. Yeah. But they like to keep it moving.
I was just curious.
I'm
about to be there after a Taekwondo tournament. Like, I'm so pumped.
Oh, you're gonna do great. It's gonna be a bunch of about 80 to 90 drunk people from Atlanta. You're gonna love it.
That's fine. Like, I just the load of material I'll have. Like, it's just like, yeah, I'll stick to my script. But
that's a fun show. It's a fun show.
Somebody in the face today. Like.
I'll be sitting in the back. You'll see my big bald head, and I'll be laughing no matter what you do in that crowd.
I'm like, yeah, I just kicked somebody in the face today. I'm pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Or my jaw gets dislocated. Who knows what can happen?
Hey, wear whatever you want, man.
I'm trying to my jaw.
Perfect.
Hey, Larry, voice in the room.
What?
Who's the fourth? Who's the man behind
the curtain? That's my friend Burton. You met him at when I came up and met you for that first night. He was there at the open mic with me. He was the taller gentleman with me.
Brian's over here with me too.
Yeah, we got another guy, Brian, back behind you too as well. I'd move it around, but I got you all set up so you can be on the mic.
That's true.
Yeah, we're not moving anything else.
No, we did. That was the first night I met Ryan. Was the night I did the open mic at your place, and I got to see Lemon Love come up and do a set in her bikini. That was a good time.
That was a good time.
Lemon Love.
It wasn't a bikini. It was a bathing suit.
Yeah, bathing suit.
It was great. She got up there. She was like shaking rocks.
I wish somebody would have tipped her. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, when she came up and Will was up there, just trying to stare at her while she was dancing on him. That was probably my favorite part of the show.
Did I get a picture?
I got some pictures. I'll show you. I got some video too. I'll show you.
We gotta talk to Lemon. She wanted to come on.
She's
too.
She's funny as hell too.
Yeah.
Of course you have video, Larry. Of course.
I would say that I have trouble booking female comics sometimes.
Why is that?
Because, number one, they're limited. And number two, like, most of the cool female comics, they travel. They be always gone.
Limited as in the number of them. Not that women are limited.
No, yeah. Women are very abundant. There's numerous amounts of them.
Yeah.
They might not be here, but there's
numerous. My job.
But not like a couple of them are like really, really good. I like Jess Faustick. I like can I say the name out?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I said the thing about plugging. I was just kidding, man.
we're not contractually obligated to anybody.
you just gotta remember that you're offending everyone you don't mention right now.
Hey, that's fine. Then they'll step their game up, man. Liz Blanc, you know, Jasmine, she always been doing her thing.
Jasmine's on Ryan's show on 30th.
Of course, Mary Santora did my first show, and I just couldn't afford her after that. She's huge, man. I tried to negotiate, and I was like, yeah. But that's good, though. That's what you want. You want to see everybody, their price go up. You want to see their work go up.
So I'm curious, what's the price that puts her at huge? Like, how much does she get?
We'll talk about that after.
Are we not allowed to say it? Like, is this some sort of top secret fucking information?
Yeah, I don't want the world to know my business.
Theoretically, how much does a local comedian?
Yeah, that's get. So when someone gets
once
big
it gets
or noticeable
big for local,
what kind of money are they putting down on
like
the show?
The city of Cleveland,
Northeast Ohio, our area.
Okay, like Hilarities might give you, for example, if I'm not mistaken, they're making like sometimes for a spot on a weekend, you might get $50 a show. Okay. Some of them are doing like $100 a show, and then depending on what other backdoor handshakes you might get some on the top for bringing in such and such and such. You know, there's always some kind of haggling and negotiations going
thing.
On. So yeah, plus it's entertainment. So
here you are, but it's about $50 a show is what Hilarities will pay you to do a show a night there, and then. That's usually where I try to stay when I start talking to people is $50. You know, if it's a smaller room, $25. If you're headlining, we might get into the hundreds. If you're really big, we might go higher. But it's every show's budget is different, Aaron. You know that.
Absolutely.
So what's prima donna level? What's the amount that they say to you and you're like, yo, you got to be fucking kidding me. Get out of here.
Oh, man, I had for 10 minutes, somebody tried to charge, $350.
$350
for
10 minutes.
I was like, yeah, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, no shit.
But I'm happy you think that high of yourself.
But anyway, not if you're only doing 10 minutes.
What do you got, Ryan?
I just want to let you know.
What's the one you got?
What's the most prima donna bullshit that you've heard? You don't have to mention their names since I know everybody's all clicky and you guys won't say it. But seriously,
I won't mention names, but I've heard 300. I've heard 400. I had a guy try to take 1,700.
1,700?
Jesus Christ.
For what?
When
like
is
an
Seinfeld
hour?
In Cleveland?
I pay, you know, for 30 minutes, I paid $150, $200. That seems reasonable.
So I want to go back to the 1700. So, like, what's the reaction? Like, somebody's like, "Hey, yeah," and I want you to do seven. Like, you're thinking $50, yeah, and they're like 1700.
I hope,
like,
that
do you say anything to them? Or are you like, I don't like? Do you laugh at them right away? Do you wait until they turn around? How does that work?
Wait till they turn around.
I don't story with that. I don't want to really go any further than that.
I can see your face. I feel like you want to, but you're going to be professional about it and not do it, which I respect. But okay. All right.
I got you.
That guy.
That was me.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I got to love the moment when you're like, yeah, 50, maybe I'll go to 100. And then the other guy's like, yeah, I'll take 20 grand.
Larry had to make the money for this lovely sign.
Yeah. I wonder if it was like their grandma, like, you're worth more than that, baby. Like, go and get the money from that man.
Larry's been charging us all $150 a show, and we've been fucking paying it. We didn't know a goddamn thing.
So that was average. Like,
I'll tell you what I said. You ever see that Kevin Hart skit where he talks about his bank account? But like, nah, but see, the thing about my bank account is, if I put the money in today, I won't have it until I gotta get it from my savings until I come to my checking.
I'm happy that person thinks that highly of this.
I would have been like, I am now gonna pay someone $1,700 to do this show, but it's not gonna be you. Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck. You gotta give it to him.
You know, I heard it still here, and I want to run this by you. You know, with booking people and hearing a lot of negativity, dude. You see the motivational stuff I post from time to time too, but I had a guy tell me that that comics hate bookers. Comics hate hookers, and I'm like, that makes no sense.
Hookers? Like, everybody loves hookers.
You know, I hate bookers. I haven't had any problems for the most part. Like, honestly, I just always try to be real with everybody. Hey, this is what I got going on. This is what we got. You know, if I can do this, then I'll make this, and I can give you this. And
Hold on, for the layman people that are listening, go into a little bit more detail about what you mean by booker versus all that stuff.
Well, so I've gotten to the point now, and Aaron, you're pretty much there too. Larry, you're starting to get there, where it's like, you realize if you want to make real money in comedy, you just start putting on your own shows. And you get to a point where you're starting to get good at it, and you're starting to have them conversations. You're starting to pay more people, but at the same time, you start to get like a kind of weird attitude from people that you used to just perform with all the time. Yeah. Like, you know, or they're starting to kind of not talk to you as much, or, you know, when they do talk to you, they're always asking for more money. It's like a weird thing, and it's like, well, the guy told me, he's like, you know, basically, you're becoming more of a booker, and that makes you like the enemy, because no matter what you say as a booker, they know that you're going to make money off of them. No matter what you say, they know that at the end of the day, the money's going to come to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, again, but my bank account, see what happened is, I put the money in the
table. I mean, I've always been out front, you know, hey, this is what I got going on. You want to be here. I've always wanted to make my crowd be the best thing for my comic. Like, only reason I'm coming out of the pocket and trying to give my comics some money is because I don't want them going broke doing it. But I'm trying to, my main goal was always to have the best crowd. I always got every different age range in my crowd. I always got old people in there, like, you know, people who are just 21. I always try to keep that range. So I think the best compliment I can hear from a comic is good crowd. It's like, all right, I did my job as a promoter. I brought people to see you.
Yeah, so, but I think what Ryan's saying is, I think he's thinking that people are looking at him like he's ripping them off.
Is
that where you're coming from?
But as a comic, you know, it's a hustle. It's a grind. So if you keep making these shows and you got a bunch of heads in there.
Don't come.
And the comics are, and you know, they're talking to the comics and, oh, I love you, blah, blah, let me follow you on Instagram and stuff like that. They don't give it. You know what I'm saying? No. When's your next show?
But it's got to be, it's like a classic situation, right? Nobody respects the work that goes into booking a show or the money you got to put up or the risk involved. So they don't think you're doing shit and you're making money off of
their work.
All their work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a tough thing to get around. I think that happens in every field, right?
Yeah,
to some degree.
Respect me.
You know, grass is always greener on the other side. And I don't know. That sucks.
Yeah, I guess you can see it from like even like a sales perspective. Like people always think I'm sitting in my office, not working, playing golf, drinking all day.
Nobody likes salespeople.
Nobody does like salespeople. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if Aaron and Ryan are putting all the work in, and the comics just show up, and then you know they get the crowd's already there because these guys booked the crowd. They did all the promotion. They filled the room.
It's funny. I thought I was on your side with being like with the booker and. But you bring up the sales thing, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Why are you getting money for doing other people's work? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's your boy. That's your boy. And he's like, yeah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, but see, you want to have that level where it's like, if you don't take this opportunity, it's going to the next guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the way you want it. You want to have... Oh, you don't want to do it? I got four or five other people who want to do this show or whatnot. Like, I just can't. I reached out to you. Or some of them like, hey, I'm sorry I can't do it. Or, hey, you know, this and that. You know, thank you for accepting my invite or whatnot. Even if you didn't.
Yeah, but then it comes back. You're going to end up running into that person that's like, okay, $1,700. You're like, nope.
I'm always, see you and later. And I try to be as professional and polite. Thank you for your offer, but I'm sorry I got to decline. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to get out of line, I'll get into some gangster shit. But, you know, I have to be extremely professional because they already think I'm getting into.
Do you just remind them that you can kick them in the head?
Not only am I a comic, but I'm a fucking ninja.
I'm a comic, a promoter, and also a fucking ninja, so watch the fuck out.
Obviously, you haven't listened to our podcast. I will rip your arm off and kill you with it.
See, Ryan, my thing is I stole Aaron from another podcast. I steal people. That's what I do. I steal talent. That's what, and I will be blatant about it.
Larry stole a joke from me once. Yeah, I'm still not over it.
I stole a joke from him once.
And he fucking ruined it. It was awful, too.
That joke is 15 fucking years old.
I don't give a shit. You fucking ruined it. It would have been funny.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. You still fucked it. Like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I'm not talking about Kevin Spacey tonight.
Didn't we already talk about him?
We did.
Yep. Moved on.
Sorry, I was being topical.
So where just real quick, yes. Where
ointment?
For your show on the, you have 88 tickets sold so far, right?
Yep.
All right. Where's the best place people can find tickets for it? We'll post the links and stuff, but
yeah, www.eargasmcomedy.com. Just search Eargasm Comedy. I'm the only one. Shh. And we're all over Facebook. We're on Twitter. I'm trying to get us on Instagram, but again, time is fun. So.
All right, cool.
I want to ask you, like,
you got to get on Instagram.
When you're putting shows on, like a lot of times now, when I look at my feed on Facebook, I'm like, dude, I'm not putting on some shows. Like these guys are doing 3 to 4 shows to my one show. I got to step it up.
Like who are you talking about?
Same kind of way?
Nope. Because I got an untapped market. I should be doing 2 or 3 a month. Like I should be really pumping them out, but I'm trying to kick people in the head and stuff. So it's a little different right now. But there's an untapped market out here. I'm trying to tell you, there's nothing but new housing developments all over Medina County.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, like trying to do an open mic around here just to get people out here. But I don't think the open mic thing's the way to go. I think doing the shows is the way to go.
The open mic's not, because these people just... They already moved out here to get away from everybody.
Yeah.
The last thing you're going to do is try to be in front of everybody. Like, these are isolated people. They go out there with their hubby or whatnot. And they, yeah.
I think we are. We're like the 16th largest county in the state of Ohio. We've got like the 6th median household income. I mean, there's a lot of money and people out here.
Thank you. Yeah. I see it all over the place.
Daniel, they buy Wikipedia. Their houses out here. Like it's you like said, get away from everybody. Sorry.
Yeah, that was nice.
I don't know that. That's close to accurate. I don't know that it's exact.
It's a fact. I like we could doodle. Is that better? No.
So Medina, I'm on its way.
Yeah, you got to get out of here, Ryan. Medina's an untapped market.
Yeah, go get rich, get a wife.
If we could find a perfect venue out here that's reliable, it would be a really good spot for it. I think because it's in the middle of Cleveland, Akron. You can get a lot of people from both ends of it.
It just makes me want to build it. I just know I think about like
let's do it.
Yeah, I'm for real, like, on Friday, Saturday.
I got $5 on it.
Friday, Saturday.
I got five on it.
Literally, you can look at all your friends' Snapchats or all their Facebooks. Either they go to the bar, they drink at their friend's house, they go to a bonfire, or they go see some cheesy cover band, or they go all the way down to Cleveland.
Mm. True.
You know.
True, true.
Most of my friends are like, I didn't know about the comedy show, and it's hard for me to, like, get everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know there was a show. There's a show.
And the phone. Text all.
Yeah, so
text all, group text, come to my show.
Yeah, oh my God, I hate group text though. I hate.
I love them. I don't group text with Larry every morning.
Please, whatever you know.
What were you saying, Ryan?
20.
I said my Facebook is a dangerous place to be. I hit text all, select all, massive group. I spam.
Yeah, that's not that bad, but a group text, like, I want to go to your house and, like, break your phone. because it's like you can.
I'm so. Group text now.
Oh, no, I was just thinking Aaron's going on every group text I have right now.
I was just thinking that, too. We've got to be adding to, like, we've got multiple ones going.
Like, 3 in the morning. Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm not getting kicked in the head.
Yeah. I know you're in there.
And then I'll just group text.
I was just like, a group text. Here. Guys, Aaron's trying to beat down my door. I just got 10 notifications at once, and they were all you. I know you're home.
No,
I'm making you profiles, Aaron. I'm gonna start putting you on OkCupid.
Oh no! This lady at my job, she doesn't work there. She's an older lady, and she had a game night, and she did a group text and invited all these people, and it was only like the 5 older people who just kept responding, and you know, 7 other younger people didn't say anything. We already knew how this thing works. Mm-hmm. All right, just let it go, and I'm like. Stop responding. Yeah. They're like, who said that? Who said that? Oh, my
God. I get mad at people when they mute me in my group text.
Yeah.
Like, fucking man up and take it.
No, I just turn my phone on.
I think you got to have Apple for that, right?
No. You can do it on Android. Oh. You can mute it. I love group text. It makes me feel like everybody wants to be my friend.
I'm going to cuss everybody
out. Like, I'm at work and my phone's just ding, 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 ding. I'm like, yeah, I'm big. I'm a big deal. I'm kind of a big deal.
While you're nursing your hangover.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Well, I learned that some people like group text.
Nice. Yeah, well, group text are the way to go, man.
Group text, he said, just to clear.
Well, if you have a...
Thank you, Burton. I was falling down on the job.
Oh, my God.
Also, the other way is good to go, too.
So you are on Twitter, right, Ryan? Your orgasm's on Twitter?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep. Right,
we'll have to did you develop the logo yourself? I fucking love that. I really do. I love the little logo ear thing. It was fucking great.
I gave the guy the idea, and I let him create it. It was great. I was like, listen, I want the E to be the ear, and we're going to make it to come. He's like, you want
what? It was fucking awesome. Yeah.
Are you the laugh? You're the laugh, aren't you?
No, that's actually my buddy Dwight that's the laugh.
Oh, damn. I thought it was you, and I'm like, oh, that laugh is beautiful.
Fuck Dwight. I'm coming for you, Dwight.
Yeah, see?
I need recorded. I need my laugh recorded.
Nice.
I'm making a little cartoon with them. I think that'd be fun.
You should Hell definitely. Yeah. Absolutely, you should. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it because I know Will Hopkins is funny as fuck, too. His Willspirations and his Will...
Yeah, Will Wonders.
Will Wonders and his Will Acronyms and Wilcronyms.
Wilcronyms, yes.
If you watch that video, go back and watch that promo ad. I'll plug it to you later. But he pans over to my face, and my face is like sheer terror because I'm like, we're doing this live, and that's a little old that's a little old white lady right there, and you're about to talk to her about your penis.
Oh, yeah. When he made that joke, I was like the dead silence is perfect on the video because everyone's kind of like, what? And he just gets this fucking huge smile on his face, like he just said the funniest thing ever. And she's like, oh, all right.
Well, if you watch, when he pans over to me, my mouth is open and everything. I'm like, no. Yeah. Don't do
that. Oh, man, you want to talk about crazy spot? Like, okay, so I had this one couple. They won't go back to my comedy shows. And very, very churchgoers, very old school conservative. And, you know, Cindy Rice,
Yeah.
She's the newer one, yeah.
Man, she got right up there and started talking about anal. Like, and I watched her face. I'm talking about she started off out the gate, right? And I watched her face turn beet red, like, both of them. The one dude's bald, so, like, you can see the red on the back of his head.
Does that happen? Yeah, holy shit, I gotta stop blushing.
It happened to him. It happened to him.
People behind me know I'm blushing.
That's and, like, terrible. I was like, yeah, she said, Aaron, you do a great show, you do a good job, but your shows are too brash. And when they use words like brash, then I got it.
Yeah.
That's two people you know are really into anal.
Man, I just wish I would have seen her face. She was like, it was just.
Yeah, it's always the repressed one.
And her husband's like, I've seen that face before.
That's her anal face.
Yeah, that's why I stick it in her butt. Fucking delay was perfect.
Yeah. Her butt.
What were you thinking about in the moment before that?
I was
what
thinking
other words were you about to use? That you're like, oh shit, I can't tell you that.
I was thinking, I don't want to be too brash. And then I was good to go.
Oh my god!
Just in case they're listening.
Well, we've been on for about an hour. So, is there anything else you guys want to cover? I know that you guys any more promoting topics you guys want to talk about or what?
The
like, I know when I'll bring up something. I'm sorry. When you promote a show,
okay.
What's the best way to go about promoting besides the flyers and all that stuff? Like, what do you? I don't know how to ask this question.
Now I'm trying to target large groups of people.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, who are you going after now? Like, now that you've been doing it for a while.
I like the car dealerships because mechanic. Yeah, I swear. Like,
wait, so you just put flyers on unsold cars? Is that what
when I was starting,
there aren't people coming back to those cars, you know.
There's a fucking shit ton of cars over here.
When I did, like, tourist takeovers.
None of those assholes came to my show.
Yeah.
Well, I literally filled a parking lot last night.
When I had tickets, I would go to, like, dealerships, and I would go to the manager, and I'd be like, you know, give two tickets to someone.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just handing out, like two tickets to people who worked there, the ones who did all the grunt work, the ones who's, you know, dirty with the mechanic, because they're going to go and want to drink beer tonight. Like, it's Friday night, Saturday
yep.
night.
Yeah,
they're going to be pissed off, and they're going to drink a beer.
Oh, blue collar guys.
Exactly.
I got you.
Blue collars, because... Oh, you know, my wife been bitching all day. Hey, you want to go to this comedy show? And I attacked uh-huh. just offices. I would go into like granite buildings or whatnot. Just yeah, lots of blue collar people, service people. I always get free tickets, like the firefighters, police officers. What else do I give tickets to?
That's smart if you're trying to sell drinks because cops can drink.
Yeah, cops and blue collar guys are the drinkers.
So firefighters too, especially when they're on call.
Fuck yeah, because they know they don't have to worry about getting pulled over.
I guess. I guess
the safest.
I don't know what they do.
Drives a cop.
Yeah.
I don't know what cops do. Once I find the, you know, the cops like, hey, hi.
Oh, you're a cop?
Wait, you don't.
Hi. No, I'm not high. I'm just saying hi.
I didn't mean it like that.
So when you're talking to a cop, you don't remind him you can kick him in the head?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Last thing I do.
Just making sure.
No, like, we probably won't be hanging out. Yeah.
When Aaron hands a cop a flyer, he's like, good evening, sir. Yeah.
Hello.
I'm going to slowly reach into my pocket.
No, like the police department. Yeah, my one dude, he says, you know, if you ever got flyers, just bring them by.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got the police handing out flyers for him.
Man, I had
damn.
And so far, I got the health department on my side. Like, you know,
check out this comedy show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe that's right. What you need to be doing. Go to the Cleveland Police Department, Ryan. Start handing shit mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, during the day, not at night.
Yeah, it's more of like, because if you ain't doing something for the community that you're in, like, then they'll shun you. And the last thing I want to do is be shunned by the community.
Yeah, but if you get a bunch of cops and firefighters, they'll come to your shows.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool.
And they'll spend money because you got that city money and you got the pension money.
You got that city and pension money,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And if they don't have enough money, they're just going to pull somebody out.
The problem is
somebody over leaving the parking lot.
Most of the ones with money live out here.
$2,000, you know,
that's true.
Blue collar people got money. They're willing to spend it. They want to have fun. Teenagers will always, not teenagers, but like younger people, they'll just make an excuse. You want to hit the ones that are already going to a bar.
Do you think it's going to be hard for millennials to get them to go to comedy shows because they can watch everything on YouTube? What do you think about that, Ryan?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think they're still going to go?
You still going to take a girl out?
Yeah, no, man. I'm a millennial, man. Like, I still go out to shit. I like going to the do. Like,
how old are you, man?
Yeah, how old are you, Ryan?
I'm 27 now. Thank
Jesus
you for
making
me put
that
out there.
Get the
fuck
out of here. Fuck
you.
Get him out of here.
You know why I'm fucking talking to these people.
You're a different type. You still in our, like, range.
Yeah, but you're a motivated millennial, right? Not like those sons of bitch millennials that ruin the economy.
You're not eating out or no?
Go to Applebee's, you son of a bitch.
Millennials are murdering fast food.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. I guess more millennials want to go out, but I guess maybe they want to go to more trendy stuff. I don't know, but, you know, whatever.
Larry, no, technically,
most millennials would love to go out. The problem is we're all broke as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. That is the issue.
Nah, the economy's good. Millennials got some money now. They definitely got some money. Because concerts are packed out. I've been watching concert sales. They've been selling out. So millennials, they are going out kicking it. Not to mention, look at, like, West 6, man. West 6 be popping on Friday, Saturday.
I remember been to like West 6 in a while.
Yeah, it's still be going. Millennials are going out. They ain't broke.
Yeah, East 4th got boring. All of a sudden, like, it was the place to go for a little bit.
West 6 is where it's at.
Well, West 6 is fun.
I mean, East 4th is still moving, you know, because they'll still go to the House of Blues.
Like, I think I'm too old for West 6, man.
Them concerts are still packing out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cause
isn't it cute how it works? Like, now millennials actually think they have money.
They have Peabody's there, too. They had the House of Blues, they had Peabody's, and they had the Agora. They spread out the shows.
Tequila Ranch shut down. Now you got Taco Bell. And they will give you alcohol.
Oh, speaking of Taco Bell, guess what I had the other day?
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell breakfast.
Did breakfast. You have the egg thing?
I ate it. I ate two of them, and I thought of you the whole fucking time.
I don't want my egg like that.
Oh, I ate it, and I was like, oh, he's missing out on so much awesomeness. Oh,
that's disgusting.
Oh, my God, it was the fucking best breakfast I've had in 2 days.
All I can think of is, like, a scientist's, like, egg flavor droplets.
Oh, no. I thought of you the whole fucking time.
What's that damn show?
That's what I think of when I eat breakfast, is Aaron.
Oh my God, there's this one show. I gotta think about it.
There was Fast Food Nation that did that showed the guy making barbecue flavored burger.
All right, while you're thinking,
I remember that. No, this is about this corporation, and they make stuff, and the one dude works for HR, and wrong stuff happens at this corporation all the time. It's on Netflix. Oh God, it's killing me.
The Office?
It's not The Office.
I feel like we're about to hit a generational gap that's going to upset me a little bit. Like, I really feel like I'm going to feel old as shit, and I don't like it.
Is it MASH?
No, it's a corporation. And
Tom and Jerry?
Cheers?
But anyway, they asked the scientists to make meatless meat. Like, it still needed to be meat that didn't come from an animal. So, like, it took them, like, thousands and thousands of dollars. This thing ended up having a heartbeat. And, like, they're like, all right, shut the project down. Like, there's a whole...
You're comparing my Taco Bell taco to that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely. It made that shit in a laboratory. And it was like,
next podcast, I'm bringing Taco Bell tacos on.
No, it's egg flavored plastic.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
On that, all right.
Well, into an egg.
I almost said on that note. All right, well, hey, you, Ryan, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to take the time. I want you to plug everything coming up,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll put all your links and info and everything on the show page and Twitter and all that fun stuff.
Yeah,
but
here, guys, I'm Comedy November 30th. We're coming live to Parma. We're gonna have two DJs. We're gonna have a light show. We're having I think 9 comics now. A little bit of music beforehand. Some crazy hoop dancer with LED lights. It's gonna be crazy.
Hold on, shit.
Check it out on www.eargasm.com or look us up at Facebook, the Eargasm Comedy Showcase.
All right, sweet. So yeah, we'll put all that on there.
What
but
about
yeah,
food?
It's cool. Parma's close enough. I can do that.
Yeah,
I can do that. That's Parma not pride, that's not close enough to Cleveland.
Well, I think you just got 5 more tickets sold.
Yeah. 4.
4 more.
Oh, no, I'm going to sneak in.
Yeah. Depending on where it's at, I might know the owner, so.
I got a guy. Well, thanks for coming on, Ryan. Hey, Aaron, what do you got coming up?
November 11th, which is Saturday, I'll be at the Taekwondo tournament, Interschool Asian Sun. I'm about to go kick.
Jesus.
I'm about to smash everybody and win the trophy and then bow and act like I was all humble about it. And then that night, I'll be at the Corkscrew Saloon with Larry Courtney and other great comics.
Keith Bergman.
Keith Bergman?
Bergman.
Bergman.
Bergman out of Toledo.
Gonna be there.
Yeah, we should practice that one in advance.
And the real John King, which I've never seen before, but I hear he's pretty good.
His name is the real John?
Calls himself the real John King.
So there's a fake John King.
I guess.
I need to meet that guy.
Yeah, so it's a real John King. Do you know who that is, Ryan?
No.
Yeah, I don't know who he is either. He doesn't have a Facebook either. He's some phantom.
Oh, so he's an old comic.
Yeah,
old
I think he's old, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they just bomb.
They really are. Who's the fucking Moose? Is that what he called himself?
The Moose?
Yeah, that's done the Corkscrew a couple times. Just a short old guy.
That fucking World War II vet?
Yeah, he's like rapid fire, old school, ridiculous joke. Like, I was going down the street and then I saw this vagina. Holy shit, all right, I get it.
Oh, November 18th will be at Martini's. I'll be also raising food for a food drive.
Nice.
It's $5 holiday comedy show. Dysfunctional family comedy show, so we're going to be making fun of our family. I'll be making fun of mine.
I'd be there, but I've already been booked.
It's all good. I try to get it. It was one of those bookers, huh? Booker booked you.
I'm sorry. Somebody offered me $1,700 to be on the show.
I'm sorry I was not able to accommodate you.
$1,500 at my limit, baby.
Yeah, second he turned around, I ain't paying that motherfucker. Fuck, you think he is?
I asked for cash bonds, man.
Probably get
you
caught.
You laugh at their face, or you wait for them to turn around?
No, I'll probably get caught on the phone like, this mother, you want to know what this motherfucker told me?
Aaron would be president, but we have this recording.
I ain't paying that motherfucker, so pay him no attention.
Oh. Well, thanks again for coming on, Ryan. It was great to have you, and we hope to have you back, man. Seriously.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, scoot over by Aaron real quick.
Nope.
Larry, scoot over. There you go.
Is that a screenshot?
All right, that's kind of gay.
Kind of? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm looking at it. He's like, yeah, there you go.
Did you want to put the whitest guy next to the black guy?
I'm cool with a bro picture, but it's the commentary. Like.
All right, well, you can find Drinks with Larry on Twitter, Facebook, at Drinks with Larry. Thanks again, everybody.
And soon to be YouTube.
Thanks again.